1, 3, 5, 6.
It's the Signature
the
6.
Signature 6.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
It is the Signature 6 at 6. Okay, number one, the hedge fund owner of Barnes & Noble is buying Chicago-based PaperSource. PaperSource filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in March. The stationery company was founded in 1983 here in Chicago. Okay, anyone in the crowd here most likely to go to the PaperSource? I would say Mary Vandeveld.
I think we all had this conversation. We all prefer paper, right?
You mean stationery? What?
Yeah, PaperSource. It's that high-end sort of stationery place.
Oh, yeah.
Place.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you meant books.
No. Okay, number two, a startup that counts Oprah Winfrey among its backers is offering a new way to let grocers know when the produce will be past peak as part of its attempt to stamp out food waste. This is a really cool company. It's called Appeal Sciences. Crane says that it started 9 years ago with a $100,000 grant from Bill and Melinda Gates. It's now valued at more than $1 billion. It made its name in this coating it would put on different fruits and vegetables to help keep them fresher longer. But now it's adding new technology that can see what's happening inside the fruits and vegetables to help the grocers make their plans. Number three, Daily Herald says Argonne National Laboratory is working to provide companies access to its world-class computing resources through an innovative, or President Bush would say innovative, program that uses high-performance computing to solve manufacturing and material development challenges. The companies can apply for, they get up to about a $300,000 funding grant, generally a couple of times a year. Number four, you know champagne has to be from a specific region of France, right? Well, Miller Brewing, I love this story, in Milwaukee is trying to create a zone right around the Miller Brewery. It's out there by where the Brewers play. I can't keep up with their names now. It's not, what's the name of the place where the Brewers play, Kevin?
Not Miller Park. I don't know.
Not Miller Park. Not whatever it is. It's not County Stadium anymore. Anyway, right out there is the Miller Brewery. See the big red sign revolving around the top of the brewery. They want to declare that zone right around it as the only place where you can declare that your beer produced is the champagne of beer. So you have to make the beer in the Milwaukee brewing area in order to be called the champagne of beer. Number five, there's more from Miller. A new Miller Genuine ad shows the beer brand launching an alcoholic seltzer into space, strapping some into a rocket, hurling it into oblivion. The video teases the stunt. They say it will all take place on Thursday at 3 o'clock. They want you to watch on Miller Lite's Facebook and Twitter channels. And number six, a tech-infused mini golf concept that the founders of Top Golf came up with is gearing up for an expansion after raising $60 million in fresh funding. They've got a few shops in the UK right now, one in Atlanta. It's called Putt Shack. It's a Chicago-based company. They're going to open one in Oak Brook this fall. Kevin is a big Top Golf fan, so he'll be at Putt Shack coming up in Oak Brook.
I'll check it out. Also, American Family Field for the Brewers.
American Family Field. Who can ever forget? And who knows what they will be named next?